in your face. I'm delighted to have Ben Samuel, the director of Sweeney Todd, on the line. It will be happening in September at Chapel Off Chapel. Ben, welcome to 3CR. Welcome to In Your Face.
Thank you for having me, James.
It is a classic production, Sweeney Todd, and so relatable for a queer audience. For folks who aren't familiar with it, tell us all about it.
Oh, yes, it's a classic in the music theatre canon, and particularly, you know, Sondheim's work, I think this is one of his best ones. We are really delighted to be situating this piece or this presentation of this piece in the Grand Guignol tradition. So it's going to be very camp. There's going to be a lot of violence and gore, but it's also a dark comedy. So there's lots for an audience to experience there.
Yeah, tell us about those Gregorian chants, which is so central.
Yes, one of the central motifs is the Dies Irae. It used to be a Gregorian chant used to symbolize death. And so what Sondheim has done is written that into various moments and sequences in the show. And so it keeps reappearing, particularly just before someone is about to their doom.
I'm fascinated by the themes that Sweeney Todd explores, because it's an ageless kind of story, isn't it? About that intersection between good and bad, perpetrator and survivor, you know, in terms of systemic disadvantage, and it's a timeless classic.
It is, and you know, it really is a interesting perspective into that cycle of deception and violence, but also the desire for redemption. And you know, we are we're sort of taking a very different lens and approach to developing this version of Sweeney Todd. So you'll have to come and see how we capture that cycle.
Oh, give us some clues.
Oh well, it's there are supernatural themes in it. Let me say that much.
Wow. I mean, it must be a challenge to find those new angles, and you clearly have. How do you kind of, you know, interpret Sweeney Todd in the era we're living in now?
Yeah, look, I think a lot of the desires and the wants or the objectives of the characters you see in various settings, even in modern day. I mean, initially, the Sweeney Todd story was published in 1846 in the Penny Dreadfuls. And, you know, audiences then really related to that, you know, the sort of underdog in society who then takes out his revenge in order to achieve justice. And I think, you know, that same storyline plays out in so many different settings today. You know, and the real question is, audiences should walk out going, well, does anyone really get justice in the end?
Absolutely, absolutely. So it was written in dystopian times, and now we're living in dystopian times in the 21st century, but in a digital age. How does that impact on your interpretation?
Yeah, the digital age, we are still staying true to the given circumstances of the piece, you know, that industrial London. And we are drawing upon many, digital platforms and tools and softwares to design the show. Particularly, you'll see a lot of it in the set and the costume design and the lighting design. Yeah, a lot of technology is going into it.
And it's a huge musical production. I mean, 80% of it's musical or underscored, right?
Correct. It's almost fully sung through. There's a lot of dialogue, but, you know, what really is attractive about this music is the complexity of it and what it does for your ears. It's such a feast, you know, and it's an operatic style as well. But mixed in with very contemporary approaches. For example, Mrs. Lovett, you know, sort of in that operatic world, but not. It's much more closer to the traditional music theatre style you would expect from big musicals. Mm.
Wow, you mentioned the impacts on your ears. How does it sound to you? Like, you know, what do your ears do when you listen to it as the director?
It conjures up many different feelings, and you know, sometimes it puts you on edge. Sometimes it makes you feel really calm and you know, you really empathize with characters, but other times it gives you a fright. And I would liken it to watching, you know, a James Wan horror movie, where these soundscapes and these textures are so wonderfully crafted into Sondheim's score that you've just got to allow your ears to do all of the world building for you.
Wow, it sounds like your senses are in overload.
Absolutely. Visually, orally, yes.
What's that like for you?
Oh, I love it. I think that's what makes this piece so special. And, you know, it's one of those iconic pieces in music theatre. There is just so much detail. And like I said, it's this rich tapestry. It's, you know, there's so many intricacies to it. I'm excited for audiences to experience the music, but also the plots and the subplots and, you know, the character development all through it. And then also seeing these new elements we're adding into the show to complement what is traditionally, you know, Victorian London. I don't want to give away too much. You'll have to come and watch the show.
I would love to be a fly on the wall at rehearsals at the moment. Tell us what they're like.
We have such an incredible cast on board, some highly experienced performers from across Australia. You would have seen a few of them on our main stages in touring productions. And we're having a wonderful time putting the show together. It's fast-paced, it's powerful vocals. There's a real dedication to the craft in the room. And interestingly, you wouldn't expect Sweeney Todd to have a lot of choreography. Well, our version definitely does.
Wow. So there's a lot of action, a lot of movement, and new movement, it sounds like.
New movement, very contemporary movement, highly stylized. We're drawing upon, you know, the contemporary practitioners of our time. We're sort of straying away from the traditional Broadway approach to it, and we're experimenting with new ways of storytelling through physicality.
You're performing in a great space at Chapel Off Chapel. Tell us about the space and how that impacts on the way you've interpreted the production.
Yeah, well, it's a deconsecrated chapel, and it's a beautiful space. We've performed many Soundworks shows there before. Now, what's interesting about putting Sweeney Todd there, or the horror genre, is that the Grand Guignol tradition, initially in Paris, you know, it was actually started off in a deconsecrated chapel. And, it, you know, audiences can come. It's an intimate setting similar to Chapel Off Chapel where you can actually see the violins and the theatricality of it all, how it plays out on stage up close. And I think that's something really special, you know, sitting in an environment that used to be a place of worship, but now it's a place where, you know, we're telling stories about some of the darker aspects of humanity.
Wow, so you feel like you're literally sitting at the altar.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. So, and may I pose a question? Maybe Sweeney Todd's chair is an altar.
Wow. Okay. You do bring new interpretation to it.
We're so excited to present this show, yeah.
So acoustically it must be amazing as well if it really is an old chapel.
Well, we have a wonderful orchestra that's going to be playing live along with our cast. And yes, the sound in that space, it already has beautiful acoustics. I'm really excited to see what this style of singing does in the space as well.
So how many people are involved in the production in total in terms of the singers, the choir, if you like, and the actors? Like, it sounds big.
It is a rather large production at this level. So we've got 16 cast members, 16 in the company. We also have a 10-piece orchestra. And we have a wonderful, a large production team supporting everything that's going into that space very shortly.
You've done some amazing work. Tell us about the productions that you've worked on that have led you to this point.
Yeah, so, I mean, Soundworks Productions is fairly new in the independent theatre scene. And, you know, we, in the last few years, we've had some Green Room Award nominated productions, you know, Songs for a New World and Parade. Parade we also took to Sydney for a season, and, you know, they all received rave reviews, and we have loved presenting lesser-known works, particularly by Jason Robert Brown in the past. We decided to take a different angle this time and tackle a bit of Sondheim. And no one's really presented Sondheim in this form at Chapel of Chapel. And so we're really excited to be the first ones to do it.
Wow, that must be a really great feeling. And, you know, cause tell us a bit about Stephen Sondheim for people who aren't familiar with him, because he is massive.
Yeah, Stephen Sondheim is, of course, a heavyweight, composer on Broadway, and wrote, you know, composed for Into the Woods, A Little Night Music, you know, lots of, West Side Story, iconic. So this piece in particular is probably one of his most intricate and dark musicals. And why I say dark is because the music just evokes such emotions, you know, similar to what you would feel watching a horror movie. You're hearing so many uncomfortable sounds, but there are so many moments of absolute serenity throughout. I just think the score is so lush. And if you're a Sondheim lover, you will absolutely love the score.
Wow. So it really pushes and pulls with the emotion. And that must be a bit of a roller coaster for the audience.
It surely is. You know, you really become invested and you empathize with so many characters in the play. But then as the play progresses, you start to see these characters turn and morph and embody something you thought they weren't. And, you know, that then, it really actively engages an audience to constantly make decisions about, you know, each character and what they believe in.
So which character in Sweeney Todd do you empathise with the most?
Look, I think particularly in a city like Melbourne, Mrs. Lovett, the small business owner who's trying to make ends meet, finds an opportunity, jumps to take that chance. You know, you can't fault her for it. So I think we empathize a lot with Mrs. Lovett for that reason. She's trying to keep the doors open. There's also Tobias, you know, the young lad who actually has very little control over what happens to him throughout the story and becomes a product of this vicious cycle of violence and revenge and injustice. And so, you know, the disenfranchised is what he represents. So I think those two characters, you know, if anything, audiences would really connect with.
Absolutely, especially in the current era, right?
Absolutely, yes. And then you also think about Sweeney Todd's journey, right? So Sweeney Todd himself was a victim of injustice and then shipped away to Australia for 15 years. And then when he returns, you know, he's lost his family, he's lost everything. And of course, all he's got left to do is seek revenge in the story.
Well, Sweeney Todd is happening at Chapel of Chapel in the Chapel in September. Give us those dates and how people can rock along.
Yes, so it's opening at Chapel of Chapel on the 11th of September for a preview. It's opening on the 12th of September officially. And the season's going to run until the 23rd of September. Head on to the Chapel of Chapel website to book your ticket.
Fantastic. Well, Ben Samuel, the director of Sweeney Todd, thank you so much for joining us today on 3CR.
Thanks so much for having me, James. 3CR.